This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. The UN is looking to local clans and community leaders to help secure the transfer of relief aid throughout Gaza. Officials say people there are starving and looting aid trucks out of desperation. But as NPR's Aya Batraoui reports, a string of attacks this week has complicated those efforts.
Hamas and Palestinian factions in Gaza say a senior police officer responsible for coordinating with the UN and tribes on securing and distributing humanitarian aid within northern Gaza was killed by Israeli soldiers in a raid on the Al-Shifa medical complex in Gaza City. Israel says it's targeting militants operating from the hospital and considers Gazan police to be an arm of Hamas, the group that carried out the October 7th attacks on Israel. Health officials in Gaza say an Israeli airstrike on the home of a senior police officer in the north in charge of securing the entry of aid trucks to northern Gaza killed him and his children. Aya Batraoui, NPR News.
In the U.S., nearly 80,000 public service workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, will get their student loans forgiven today. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the Biden administration is using the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program to cancel their debt.
The White House says that because of past administrative failures, the public service workers eligible for this debt forgiveness never got the loan relief they were entitled to. With the announcement today, Biden is canceling nearly $6 billion in student debt for these workers. Borrowers who are eligible for this forgiveness will get an email from the president next week, the White House says. Thousands of others in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program will also be notified via email if they are within 2 years of getting their debt forgiven. The announcement is one of several that Biden has made in recent months to lower or cancel student debt. It comes as the president is traveling the country trying to sell his economic message to voters on lowering costs. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
A federal appeals court is considering the constitutionality of a Texas immigration law. It allows local Texas officers to detain people suspected of illegally crossing into the U.S. and have them deported to Mexico. El Paso County Sheriff Commander Ryan Urrutia says if the law takes effect, his county on the border with Mexico will not prioritize it.
The trust between law enforcement and the community is so important. And a law like this really lends itself to erode on that trust and, you know, lends itself to some racial profiling issues that we're very concerned of.
But supporters of the Texas law, such as McLennan County Sheriff Parnell McNamara, say it is needed.
It's everybody's problem. The gang members, the drugs, the human trafficking is coming up all through the states. It's not just stopping on the border. So it's all of our problem.
Texas state officials insist they will continue to stop migrants who are in the United States illegally. On Wall Street, stock futures are higher. This is NPR. Congressional leaders have released the text of a bipartisan government spending package. It's worth $1.2 trillion, and it covers six appropriations bills. Congress has until late Friday night to pass spending legislation, or the federal government will partially shut down. A new study released today finds U.S. life expectancy continues to rebound as the COVID-19 pandemic fades. People in the United States are living more than 77 years on average. But researchers found COVID and drug overdose deaths are still taking a heavy toll. NPR's Brian Mann has more.
This report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looked at final mortality data from 2022. It found life expectancy in the U.S. rose to 77.5 years on average. That's up 1.1 years from 2021. Over that period, COVID deaths dropped by more than 50%, but researchers found the lingering pandemic and rising drug overdose deaths still took a heavy toll, together killing roughly 300,000 people in the U.S. Overall, life expectancy in the U.S. is still well below its peak in 2014 and still lags behind other comparable countries. Women in the U.S. fare better than men, living more than 80 years on average, while men on average live about 75 years. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Police in Idaho are searching for an escaped inmate and his accomplice. Officials say the accomplice shot and wounded two corrections officers while helping the inmate escape from a hospital in Boise. Another police officer mistakenly wounded a third corrections officer. It's NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.